Welcome to the Jim Baker Show, coming to you from the village of Morningside, USA, snuggled in the beautiful Ozark Mountains. Join us today as we celebrate Lori's 64th birthday. Our co-hosts today are Marcella Woodall, Lori Crable, Mondo De La Vega, Char Graham, and I'm Tammy Sue Baker. And now, direct from Grace Street at Morningside, USA, here's your hosts, Pastor Jim and Lori Baker.
Thank you, Tammy Sue Baker.
Yes,
happy, happy birthday,
Lori
Baker.
Thank you, everybody. I'm so blessed.
This is
so
a special
grateful.
Week. This is Lori's 64th birthday.
That's right.
Wow.
It's
wow.
a miracle.
Wow.
I have to say, I'm
wow.
very... Okay, you guys.
All right.
I always joke at 64
yeah,
birthday.
Yeah, I
What's
know.
That song you always sing about what you sang when you were kids? Or when you, you know, about being 64?
Oh, yeah, you know, back in the day, back in the olden day. No, back in the day, back in the 60s, something like that. You know, there was this old song by the Beatles called When I'm 64.
Yes.
And I'm not kidding. I never I'm sure when they wrote it, they never dreamt any of them would live to 64.
They thought it was
and
really old.
Because you thought that was
yeah,
way
yeah.
old back then
no.
because it said something like, you know, will you still need me? Will you still feed me when I'm 64? Will you help?
Yeah, I think that's
oh, yes,
I think that's the question that we're asking Dad today.
So do you remember any of the words to that song?
Will you still need her? Will you still feed her when she's 64?
Well, the funny thing
is... So there's a song about 64.
Yeah, because it was like, wow, when you were in your 20s, 64 was old, really old. It's not that old anymore.
Right.
Time goes by pretty quickly.
Yes.
And
so
I'm so grateful to have my mom sitting next
yes.
to me. And mom, she's about to turn 84
wow.
a few weeks after my birthday.
So Greta Shar, what was going on 64 years ago? You were sweating it out in...
Yes, I was sweating it out in Phoenix,
in
Arizona.
Phoenix, Arizona, how hot was it there?
Oh, I don't know.
End of August.
It was probably about 110 still.
Wow. Probably.
Yeah, and a little higher humidity. It might have been as much
And you didn't
as
have real air 40, conditioning.
Can you imagine 40 humidity?
Wow.
That was high in Phoenix.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, anyway, usually it was much less than that. But I was very pregnant. Very much ready to have my first child.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Very excited Aww. About having my first child.
Mm-hmm.
And didn't know in those days if you're having a girl or a boy.
Mm-mm.
Nobody
no.
did.
Wow.
And so you just showed up at the hospital when it was time. And that's what we did. And at 3:00 in the morning on August the 30th, this beautiful, beautiful child was born.
Aww.
Look at mom and dad. Look at that, that picture of mom and dad in that
oh,
Phoenix.
My.
You can tell the palm trees. I always remember, you know, I never had seen, the only time I ever saw snow, when you're born and raised in Phoenix, the only time you ever see snow is if you would go up north to the mountains,
That's
go
right.
to Flagstaff and play in the snow, or go to the White Mountains and play in the snow and, you know, or go snow skiing or whatever. But I had never seen snow until I was 17 years old and took a trip from Phoenix and drove to Chicago. And I was in shock and awe that people lived like that, where there was snow. I just couldn't believe it. I go, why would people choose to live in places like this where there's like snow all the time? And then I end up marrying a man from Muskegon, Michigan.
Oh, my.
Who grew up in the snow. I'm like, how did you do that? I mean, I grew up in the heat. You grew up in the snow.
Oh, yes. I tell you, honestly, at some stages, I think you can take the snow over 150
yes.
in Arizona's. Sweaty Arizona when it's that hot.
Well, yeah, the southern Arizona.
But you didn't even have air conditioning, really.
No, in those days we didn't have air conditioning. We had what they called swamp coolers on the top of a house. And
That sounds awful.
It's what they called them, swamp coolers. because the water would run down over pads with a fan, and then it'd go through the ventilation into the house. So I'd lay on the sofa. I was very, very large.
And I can't imagine. I've never seen you large, Grandma.
No, I'm really. But you know, the interesting thing is, the day that she was preparing to be born, I went out and worked in the garden. And I'm not much of a gardener, but my husband, her dad, was working that night. That was back in the days in retail, and it was a Thursday. And they worked on Thursdays, was the one night of the week they stayed open.
Yes.
And so that was a new thing. So he was working, and he came home, and I said, you know, I think maybe something might be kind of going on. Well, anyway, to make a long story short, about 7 hours later, Lori came into the world.
Were you excited to see her?
I was excited because, first, to find out she was a girl.
Aww.
I
yes.
was delighted with that as a mom. And yeah. then, and there's a cute cutie, as you can see in that picture. That's 3 months old, that baby is.
Precious.
And she was absolutely adorable. And everybody loved Lori. At church, when she was a toddler, all of the kids, the teenagers, wanted to have her to play with. And they,
look
like,
how
they
beautiful.
Would come
like
and
she
pick
was
her
as
all,
a baby girl.
Pick her
Where's
up.
My church? We were
was she
church
beautiful when she was born?
Pardon?
Was she beautiful when she was born?
Oh, she was a beautiful child.
No,
absolutely.
And I mean, her pictures as a little teeny baby girl, she was so beautiful.
And she was only 19 inches long, so she was...
You should have known I was going to be short. Yeah.
She was, and we don't quite know where that came from. Mm-hmm. But
I think the grandpa...
There was a recessive gene mm-hmm. somewhere there.
But, everybody else is tall,
but she's, you know, quite short and barely 5 feet tall, and her brothers are 6 feet, 1 inch tall, both of them.
Yes.
They're both 6'1". So anyway, but she was just a wonderful, my introduction to motherhood was with Lori Beth Graham.
And you've been together ever since.
We have. I'm a mama's girl. I'm hardcore.
This is the way it is.
Oh, now, there we are. I'm a flying angel right there, what that picture is.
Yeah. Is that you, Char?
And that's Mom with her light hair.
Wow.
She colored her hair then.
Oh, yeah.
Lori was a flying angel.
I loved that.
When they have the flying angels, everybody go,
yes.
In the audience.
Yeah. Was it scary, Lori, to fly as an angel?
No, I didn't. I love it. I love adventure. I love that feeling. It was a rush.
How did you feel? You know, you were, I forgive me for saying it, but it's your story. You were quite a wild child. And you end up being an angel.
Yeah. I mean, I remember the day that it was Easter Sunday. And just there, I know it kind of sounds funny back in the day, but back in the 80s and 90s. And so it was, they asked me to be a flying angel. They had a whole lineup of beautiful young girls that, you know, were just waiting to be a flying angel at the church. And I didn't even ask. I didn't even think about it. And the lady that was in charge, she just came up to me and she said, how would you like to be a flying angel? And I would go and watch these beautiful productions and see this massive productions, actually. And I said, I guess. And I'll never forget, it was Easter Sunday, the same day that I really gave my heart to the Lord. It was an Easter Sunday a couple years later. And they were about to push me out there on that harness to fly at the Easter program. And I remember thinking, only Lord, you could do this.
Right.
Only Lord, you could take somebody who was broken, bruised, who had made a lot of bad choices in her life as a teenager and as somebody in her 20s. And then in my 30s, my early 30s, all of a sudden, I get to be an angel. You know, only you could do that because it wasn't something I tried to do. Now, look at this picture, everybody. There's Marisela and there's little Lori. I used to take them and Sergio and Roy and Alicia.
Yeah.
And so little Lori's the smallest one. See her right there? And there's Marisela. See Nana with the red on right there? And there's
Sergio
baby.
They're both on stage right now. These two little girls right in the front.
Yeah. Isn't that amazing? So I used to always go pick them up and bring them to the church. Then I would get into my flying angel costume. And what do you guys remember?
Yes. Watching. I mean, to watch you, Mom. I remember sitting there and truly just being in awe.
Yes.
But honestly, at the same time, we were from the inner city. So we'd be sitting there, like, trying to stand up, saying, Lori Graham, Lori Graham. And the people, you know, whoever you assigned to us, they'd say, you need to sit down. But we couldn't believe that Lori Graham is what we called her.
Yeah.
We never just called her Lori. It was always Lori Graham, as fast as we could. But we would be sitting there just thinking, look at Lori Graham. And we truly saw you as an angel. I mean, you, when you got in that outfit and you would always just wave to us and you'd wink at us and smile. You know, when you're in the inner city of Phoenix and you go to a mega church like that.
Beautiful.
You know, for us, we were little, but we would be running around. Mom, the fact that Mom would take us to her mega church with all these people so well put together, you know, and literally here we are. She would always just pull our hair back, get us ready. She would have changes of clothes in the car for us, shoes to wear, you know, and she really treated us like we were her children.
Yes, it's true.
But I loved it. It was really amazing.
Did you ever dream you would be the little daughter of the angel?
Absolutely not. Never in a million years.
But I did used to say to them, I'll never forget going down into the inner city and all-time favorite pictures right here. I love this picture
when
I saw a little Lori in the inner city. And when I say inner city, I mean inner city ghetto projects, hardcore.
These two girls run the ministry.
That's what's incredible.
I mean, they are really two of the brains that run this ministry.
They are.
And little Lori's down at this end next to Grandma right now.
Yes.
And, Grandma.
Little Lori, we're going to run out of time because we're having too much fun. I can see that.
Yes, we are having fun.
Do you have a story about Mom that you can tell us?
You know, one of my favorite stories is when we actually came to Florida with Mom and Dad for Christmas one year, and it was the first time that we got to see the ocean. And that was like the greatest experience for us. And we've talked about it so many times on the show before, but Mom and Dad literally, you adopted us then. That's what I believe, is that very moment
they treated
us like we were their kids, you know? And so
matching clothes,
everything. So we were literally living the royal life to us, you know, when we came to visit you. But just taking us in those first times experiences of life. I have my own children now. And so when you get to experience those first together, there's just something really special about that.
There
and every
is.
Time we see the ocean, you know, we go back to those moments. But even now, one of my favorite memories that I'm actually making right now with Mom, and I was thinking about that because I was thinking, what can I say, you know, for Mom today? But also, right now, as I'm experiencing motherhood and I'm experiencing ministry, you know, and growing in all of these areas, I love just spending time with you.
We go
over to the house together. We'll bring our girls and Mom. She does the same thing that she did with us when we were children. They do bubble baths and they get to wear her clothes and all of these really
special moments. Yeah.
And so even last night we were talking on the phone and Olivia says, Grandma, why do you smell so good? Why does your house smell so good? Because Mom gave me some clothes and she was like, you smell like Grandma. So, you know, it's just these little moments that these things just continue and the memories and just, you know, pouring into our lives in all areas. And I just want to say today, Mom, I honor you.
Thank you.
And I'm just so grateful that God knew exactly what he was
sure
doing.
Did.
But you were obedient and stepping out in obedience and accepting us as we are and training us and helping us. I just want to honor you today and thank you so
Mama
so
Lori,
much.
Did
you guys are amazing.
Do you remember the first time you saw little Lori?
Well, absolutely. I was in the delivery room. And I watched a whole, she was a C-section baby, and I had been in a lot of delivery rooms as the coach to many moms. But this time was different because she was a C-section. So watched him cut Margie's tummy open and watched that head of hair come out. And the doctor handed the baby to me and helped cut the umbilical cord with the doctor. Mm-hmm. Doctor said, you want to cut the umbilical cord? I'm like, yes. But something so special happened at that moment. There was an impartation, I believe, and I didn't understand exactly what that meant, but I knew that part of me went into her. And I didn't even know that a few hours later, Margie would come out of the anesthesia, and she would name her Lori, because she didn't know if she was having a boy or a girl. And so when she named her Lori, I was like, no, you can't name her Lori. That's not a Hispanic name. You know, it's not Maricela, Sergio. We can go on down the list of all the Hispanic names. But Margie said, I want to always, my family, for them to always remember what you've done for our family.
Did you anyway possibly think that this is going to be your daughter?
No, I didn't, but I remember...
The bonding, though, that came upon you.
No, but what I do remember is I used to say to all of them, but you have to understand this is a massive, huge, big family. Mm-hmm. And I used to say to all the kids, someday I'm going to have a big house and I'm going to have a husband. Yeah. There'll be a husband. I'm going to have a husband. Yeah. But they didn't know what that... and they would
say what? And they would say... What's a husband?
Because they didn't know. They still called Jim my boyfriend, even after they moved in with us. He was still the boyfriend. But anyway, I would say, oh, that's when, you know, you get married, not try to explain it to him. And someday we have a big house, and I'm going to have a husband and a big house. I'm going to have you all come live with me.
And
yes. And she did.
And it happened.
Yes. Wow. That's right. We remember that.
And your new book is going to tell the whole story, I hope. But you literally took in when... You and I are only married, what, 2 years or so?
Mm-hmm.
When their mother,
mm-hmm.
the grandmother of others, the children,
mm-hmm.
brought all these children to Camp Hope
mm-hmm.
and then said, I can't take this religious stuff.
She said it's too much for her to take. And so what she said is she called me. She said, Lori, do you want the kids? Because I'm going to leave in the morning. And otherwise, I'm taking them back to the ghetto. And I just said... Jim, Margie wants to know if we want the kids. I mean, like, just like that. And we looked at each other, and we just go, yes, we'll take them.
And we took in a home full of kids, and there was a variety because some would come and some would go,
mm-hmm.
you know. Mm-hmm. So over this way, we always, people say, how come you don't know how many kids you've had? Well, we've had a lot of kids, and some went and some didn't stay. I mean, you know, but they're still... Every one of the kids that have been in our house and helped, we raised them even just for a few months.
That's right.
They still call us mom and dad.
Oh,
and
yeah. They still call me. They text me, mom, you know, especially when they're in trouble about something. Yeah.
But God truly used this moment and Lori's life from being a flying angel to whatever, but mm-hmm. reaching out there in that ghetto and made a family. And today, this family's still together. This family is put together by God.
Yeah, it's really supernatural.
And what you see on the stage here is the family.
Yeah.
Right. Amen?
Right. Amen.
Yeah. That's exactly
right. Well, we're supposed to be telling stories about you, Lori.
If Char? I could just say also, just what you said was, Lori, you first made that choice mentally and in your heart. Then secondarily, Jim did the same. And you guys brought to me grandchildren.
Yes.
And now great-grandchildren.
Yes.
That I never knew I would have. I'm grateful for what you did when you made that decision.
You're a very active grandmother right now because you have a lot of grandchildren.
Yeah.
I do. I have a lot of great-grandchildren, which are amazing.
Yes, they really
now
are.
Now, they're wonderful when I can send them home.
Yeah. That's what every grandma
wants. Because they're young.
Yes, you're right.
Just quickly, we're going to be out of time today in this birthday show. But you moved into your house. How are you doing?
I'm doing wonderful.
A few months ago, you were actually getting ready to go to heaven because they hadn't given you a whole lot of hope.
Well, that's what they told me.
That's what they told you.
But she was.
I didn't.
I kept
looking around saying, who are they talking to?
That's right. She wasn't having anything to do with it. I mean, you should have seen her. Oh, my goodness.
Honestly, I didn't understand. What are they talking about? I mean,
it's a true story. I'm sitting there in the hospital bed with mom, and they're coming in, and they're giving last rites, so to speak. And they're telling me, I better get everything in order for her now because she's on her way out. And she looked over at me, and she said, I'm going to do a lot better than what they're telling you.
Amen.
And I said, good, Mom. I believe you will.
Amen.
And look at her. She's amazing.
You can make it.
I can make it, yes. And I'm grateful for what God has given me in this home where it's adapted.
You have a beautiful house.
It is. I agree.
It's very beautiful.
And I'm grateful for it. I've never had a brand new home. I've always had, you know, pre-bought homes.
Right. And you're in your 80s. Pre-owned.
And now I'm in my 80s. So
and you have a home of your own.
Moved in, and it's...
It's all accessible for her.
It's very accessible for me. Low counters. I can actually turn on the spigots in the faucets and so forth. So in both the bathroom and in the kitchen. So the kitchen has lots of space since I have to use a little
vehicle.
And to
put all this story together that we're talking about today.
Yes.
Little Lori's been at your house a lot.
Yes.
She helps you unpack.
She's a great help.
And all the girls and boys have. I didn't mean it, but I'm just trying to tie all this together.
Yes.
This is what God does.
Yes.
When you've made a mess of things, and not Grandma didn't make a mess.
No, she did.
It was just we have messes. Yeah.
That's right.
And God turns our messes into messages, Mondo. So you're next.
I'm next. Oh, man. I just been blessed for the opportunity to just be a part of the family.
Mama Lori was always kind of tough on you, right?
Listen, my favorite story is every girl I will bring around, she will run them out of my life. Every girl. I'm talking about every girl.
Yeah,
listen, moms, you have intuition of some kind.
You wouldn't have the twins today.
I wouldn't, but I'm thankful because you literally just adopted you and you allowed that to take place.
Mm-hmm. She was strict on you, though, a lot.
Yeah, I think, you know, one of the things is she believed in me so much that she knew my purpose and my destiny.
Yeah.
And when someone recognizes that in you, you want them to do good and be the best at what you do. But even in my mistakes, even in my worst moments, you were there. You know, you never threw me away. You never said, get out of here. You stood by my side. You loved me through it. And I believe the reason that I'm here today is because your unconditional love, your example, and to believe in me is the reason I have my kids, I have my wife, I'm able to sit here, be able to talk right without cussing, without... I mean, I'm wearing suit coats. I mean, But,
all
you know,
grown
just,
up.
I love it because you love me unconditionally.
How long have you been in this family?
23 years.
Yeah. Can you believe that? And so you're one of our oldest kids, except for my blood-born children. We're going to run out of time on this show.
We got a lot to talk about.
You don't plan these kind of things. These are all from the heart.
Yes.
And,
absolutely.
What was Lori ever, you got a story about Lori at all?
Yeah, you know, I think one of my favorite stories is when she walked into your life, and I want you to know something. When Pastor Jim came out of prison, he came out speaking, you were a broken man. You were shy. You didn't talk a lot, but you wanted a wife. You know, you wanted a companion, and I was doing everything in my power to bring someone to you. I will introduce you to different people. I said, okay, if that doesn't work. I still remember in the parking lot, I asked her, don't leave.
Mm-hmm. You did.
I said, because you've changed his life. You made him happier. You made him smile. And I still remember that day, and I knew that day was the beginning of something because you gave her the Jeep, man. That was the car we were using to drive around.
Story.
And you gave her the Jeep, and I knew that she meant a lot to you. But I'll never forget. It was so simple, but very meaningful because I knew this lady was different. I knew this lady had captivated your heart like no other person in your life. And that moment, I knew that it was going to change our future. I didn't know what part I was going to have in that future. I wasn't making any plans. I was just there every day watching. But to see her bring life to you and that smile, I knew that God had prepared this person to come into your life, into our ministry, and to be a part of something that you've always prophesied it. The two of you, you've always spoke it out. And we're living out a prophecy 23 years later of something that you made the decision to come back. So thank you for coming back.
You're welcome. I couldn't stay away from him.
But we got a lot of memories. I mean, there's too many to tell. Yeah. But listen, it's been a joy to know that I can count on you at any moment. Mm-hmm. You're going to be real with me, and you've always been real. Mm-hmm. And thank you for not chasing my wife away. Oh, boy.
That's
I'll tell you, with those beautiful twins, we couldn't do that. Amazing. But God had the right one, and you had to wait.
Yes, sir. Yeah,
you had to wait. Tammy Sue, I want you to.
Tammy Baker.
This is the 64th birthday.
That's right.
And so we're doing a several birthday offering type things to help us with our SOS, to save our station. And we're still fighting, and we believe that this could be the month that we at least get even, you know, get even with the devil and get even. And then we're going to see us move forward again.
Amen.
Right now, we're just kind of been holding our own. But you have a garden birthday collection, I've been told. Do you know what that means?
I do. I have the garden birthday collection in honor of Mama Lori's 64th birthday. And these are all things that she absolutely loves. So her stamp of approval is on every single item. And I have to say, they're some of my favorites as well. I love them. And you get one of the Garden Botanicals teacup set. You get one of the Garden Vase notepads, which I actually gave you one of those for Mother's Day.
It's on my desk at home, Resley.
You get one of the Garden Vase weekly organizers. You get one of the Heart and Home All Occasion Boxed Cards. We love these cards. They're absolutely beautiful. A Tiffany bracelet, which I happen to have one on right now.
Chicago. You're kidding.
Yeah.
Where did you... You have those?
We have them.
You have them in stock?
Yeah.
Yes.
That's a miracle.
We found them, right, Tim?
Yes.
We have them.
Yeah. We found them. I can't believe we still have them, but we have them.
That's the number one bracelet of all time that sold on our network.
It's Tiffany Inspired. Tiffany
Inspired,
copied from Tiffany. And it's, you get one of those?
Yeah. You get one of those, you do.
That's worth $64
But you get something else. This whole deal, this is a good deal.
This is.
We're going to give you a copy of Mom's book, More Than I Could Ever Ask, because I think it's fitting, even with all these stories.
It is.
Monticello and I were talking about it before the show, and I'm like, yeah, that's perfect. That's what needs to be in. And then and everything you guys
There's even a
about.
Chapter in here called Teacup for Tammy Sue. I remember writing that. Teacup for Tammy Sue, their chapter in here.
Well, I want to just tell you that I love you.
I love you too, honey.
And I want to thank you for believing in me
and
my music, because I know you mean it. That's the thing about her.
I do.
And it brings tears to my eyes because it just means so much to me. And I know that you mean it when you say it. I know what you know, the music, what it means to me. And I want to thank you for taking care of Dad, because you've done an amazing job taking care of Dad. So thank you for that.
All right, we don't have time to really get into these products. And this will be one of the last times you'll ever get them. And
these are big bundles. They need to take advantage of them now, because they're $100, at least $100 each.
The value on these.
So you need to take advantage of these today.
So you're getting the Garden Vase Notepad. The Garden Botanical Teacup Set.
That's right.
You're getting the Garden Vase Weekly Organizer.
Right.
You're getting Heart and Home All Occasion Box Cards.
Yes.
You know.
And the Tiffany Style Heart Bracelet and the More Than I Can Ever Ask book for $64. That's an incredible deal.
Tiffany Bracelet.
I just have to say, though, guess what, Dad? Not only is it over $100 value, but every offer that you see includes shipping and handling. So the shipping is already part of it in this offer.
Wow.
And so right now, I had the ability to put them together. Actually, me and Mom, we worked on them together.
We did.
I said, we have to put these special offers together. And can I tell you mine? Because one of the things that Mom and I, we absolutely love, our PTL Restoration Bible.
I love this
And the
Bible.
Biggest thing that Mom's always taught me is, she's like, the Bible. She has Bibles everywhere.
I
Wherever you go in her home, she has a Bible.
I do.
But you know what? I'm like, that made an impact on my life. It made me realize, you never know who's coming into your home.
That's right.
You never know who you will house in your home. And just having the Bible present, where it is literally throughout your entire home, we believe in the Word of God. God. And so in this special offer, Dad, we only have a handful. There's only a small limited quantity available.
We don't have much of those.
Our PTL Restoration Bible. Remember, this is a giant print Bible.
I love that.
You're going to receive one of those, along with you get to choose a devotional. And we love these beautiful devotionals.
They're gorgeous.
So you get to choose one, either the Grace Lace, Discovering Timeless Truth Through Seasons of the Heart, or Beholding and Becoming, the Art of Everyday Worship. Mm-hmm. You'll get to choose one of those. Plus, we're also sending your book, More Than I Could Ever Ask. So this entire bundle right here is for a donation of $64. And remember, that's shipping and handling is included in this offer. And as we continue, Mondo, there's other deals that we have. But I want to remind you.
Marcella.
I know, Dad. Don't get me. I knew you were. See, this is why I'm like, I got to keep talking, because he's going to say, what are you doing?
But I do want to say, though,
that Bible's worth $100.
It is. That's why I said everything that you see today is worth over $100. But guess what?
And the Bible's going to be a collector's item, because it's the last of them.
Yes. But you know what I love?
So there's only about 1,000 of this deal.
Mom is a gift giver. Yeah. If you know Mom, she believes, always have something. Always have something in your home, in your car. You never know
who you'll be able to come in contact with. And I won't quote who said it, but somebody said, you better do your Christmas shopping early, because Christmas is going to be a little difficult this year.
Giving the Word of God is the greatest gift that you could ever give anyone. And so we believe in the Word of God, but this is a great offer, a Bible, a devotional, and then Mom's book for a donation of $64 that includes shipping and handling.
Boy, what a deal.
Yes.
Oh,
and
people, get it now.
That's right. Get it now.
May I just say, first of all, I love beautiful things. I like to surround myself.
Yes.
The girls will tell you, everyone who knows me, if they've been in my home or around in my own room that I have, I just surround myself with pretty things all the time. So I love these devotional journals. These are beautiful. I love this set over here, this teacup set, and the notepad. I mean, I just love all that. It's just so beautiful. But I also love the practical things of life. I'm very practical.
Very practical.
We could not do a birthday offer without the Seisha water pitcher. This is the large pH pitcher. This is a 96-ounce one. This one right here is about 200 gallons of filtered water. So we want to give that as BPA-free, removes up to 90% of fluoride. Shipping and handling is included, but we cannot just do that. We had to do a bonus.
Good.
And the bonus are the ones in front of me right here. It is the thermal bottles. Mm-hmm. They can either do cold water or hot water.
That's great.
But you have a choice when you call or go to the website. You can choose the blue one, the black one, or the chrome one. My daughter loves this one here, the rose pink, the white one, and, of course, the light blue, all for a donation of $64.
Plus,
we got to do this right here. This is the straw.
Now, these are bargains.
These are bargains. And I have to say, no, truly, these are limited quantity.
But this
is one day of specials and offers, because they are bargains.
This helps with the SOS.
That's right.
Yes.
The $64 is about what that straw's worth.
Absolutely.
Just this here, at one point, it was about $150, mm-hmm. just the water pitcher. But today's $64 donation to the ministry.
That's incredible. And do you know, Dad, every single one of us, when we've gotten married, we all received a 96-ounce pitcher.
Yes.
That was our, like, you're starting a family, here's your pitcher.
Yes.
Clearly.
It's so true.
This is your wedding gift.
I'm like, you know what? If you're out there and you need a wedding gift, you're like, what do I give? Give them a pitcher. They will appreciate it. I'm telling you.
I just gave one away this past Saturday, by the way. My wife wanted to go buy all the...
No,
I got a water satio pitcher that you need to give the family. So that's what we did.
That's right.
Smart.
I love it.
Good job, Mondo.
It really is. Wow, these are tremendous.
And I want Lori.
I didn't plan this. So I'm going like,
oh,
my God.
I know.
This is below cost.
Yes.
So
that's
exactly right. If it wasn't for the fact that we're shopping from our own warehouse, we would be losing money, but we're not.
That's right.
Because all of this goes to help us with our S-O-S. Yeah.
Okay, right. So Lori,
and
what do you have?
We all know that mom loves her grandkids,
I
so we could not leave
grandkids.
The grandkids out. Yes. She's the greatest gift giver for our grandkids. Kate's got to get her gifts soon.
Yes, she does.
We haven't done that.
Come over and get her.
But what I have today is the gifts for grandkids offer. So all you grandparents out there, pay attention right now because we have some amazing offers for you. This is all for $64 in honor of mom's birthday. Include shipping and handling. You're going to receive the two books, which are right here. So amazing. Mm-hmm. I love, love, love these books. The Bible Infographics for Kids. Mm-hmm. And also the Bible Infographics for Kids book volume 2.
Those are hardback.
Yeah, they're amazing. The quality is phenomenal. And if you open it up, you can see the pictures in there.
Look
and it has amazing facts. This one here is Epic Battles of the Bible. Mm-hmm. So they're going to learn so much about the Word of God, which you know we are all so passionate about here. So they're going to receive two of these books.
Right.
You're also going to receive the David and Goliath play set here.
All it's the kids love that. Yeah. I can't tell you. Jackson, he loves to tear it up. That's
Look at this on the
boy.
Screen there.
He's
I mean, there's 16 pieces there. It's amazing. It's a great way to teach your kids and allow them to use their imagination with the Word of God. Also, you're going to receive the Superbook, A Giant Adventure, David and Goliath Superbook DVD.
Love Superbook.
A great way to teach them and inspire them.
Mm-hmm.
So that's the DVD. Mm-hmm. So in this offer, I'm going to recap because there's a lot of items here. You're going to receive David and Goliath playset.
Right.
David and Goliath Superbook DVD, the Bible Infographics for Kids book, Giants, Ninja Skills, and Talking Donkey. Another book, which is the Bible Infographics for Kids book, Volume 2, Light versus Dark and Heroes and Villains. And the Bible Infographics for Kids activity book. This is amazing. How can we do this for $64?
Because it's a limited quantity. And so if you want to get your hands on these offers, you truly do need a call. And I want to make sure they know. Call 1-888-988-1588. Or go to the, better yet, I say go to the website because you can get yours ordered immediately.
Okay.
But you want to make sure you get your orders in quickly.
That's right. And I missed one more item. Can you believe that? This is the Bible Infographics for Kids playing cards. So I want to tell you right now, all of you grandparents, you can call us right now at 1-888-988-1588. Or have your grandkids help you go to our website at jimbakershow.com.
That's awesome. Good, Lori. You're right.
Wow. So we're taking almost all the rest of the show just with these gift offers. Don't we have one more set or something?
We have another set, the Prayer Mountain Chapel set.
Mm.
And I know how much you love Prayer Mountain Chapel. And it comes with one Prayer Mountain Chapel boxed Christmas cards, a Prayer Mountain Chapel garden flag, which we have here on set today, Prayer Mountain Chapel mailbox cover, which Dad actually put that in the middle of summer on the mailbox at the house.
Yes.
And then the Prayer Mountain Chapel
I love that so
fall
well.
Canvas. And a little birdie told me that someone loves the Prayer Mountain Chapel fall canvas. So
I
for
do.
Your birthday, all of us kids are giving you one for your birthday.
Oh, my goodness. I've been asking for this for a year.
Yes.
So happy birthday.
Yeah.
But you get all of that for
$64. Wow.
Yeah, and some amazing. Of these items are $45, $75. I mean, they're this is a deal of a lifetime.
That's right.
So you want to take advantage of it.
Yes.
Well, this is really gorgeous. This Prayer Mountain Chapel deal, that is some very, very special things. Can you reach the painting, Sue, from the easel there? That is so beautiful.
It's beautiful.
It looks a lot like our prayer chapel.
It does.
Doesn't it look like our prayer chapel? And this is a Thomas Kincaid.
Mm-hmm. There's a certificate.
Certified. It's certified. It comes with a certification. And those alone.
That's right.
You couldn't go and buy a Thomas Kincaid for $64.
Right. Yes. That's right. You're so right.
I challenge you to go into a Thomas Kincaid shop find this on canvas.
Yes.
Canvas stretched on wood.
Mm-hmm.
And it's the Thomas Kincaid official. This is one of his paintings that I just think it's beautiful.
Yes, it is.
And I love it because it looks so much like our Prayer Mountain Chapel.
Yes.
And so, Sue, go to that crib. Just give me the list. Do you have that?
Yes, absolutely. You get one box of the Prayer Mountain Chapel Christmas cards.
Ooh.
You get a Prayer Mountain Chapel garden flag. So cute. Prayer Mountain Chapel mailbox cover, one of Dad's favorites. And the Prayer Mountain Chapel fall canvas that you're holding right now for $64.
Wow. Yes.
Amazing.
And if you have an outdoor mailbox, you know, the kind of rural mailbox, you just put that on it. I put it on mine.
That's right.
And I put it up quite early. But I just love it.
Yeah, you did it in summer when you got the sample.
True story.
But I really love the bright colors of it and how special it is. So this is quite a deal.
Yeah, this is quite a deal. And there is one more, honey. Our time's running out, and we have some things to talk about. So we have one more. This is the Stand for Life bracelet. These two beautiful bracelets. This delicate bracelet adorned with tiny feet symbolizes the millions of unborn babies that never had the opportunity to live. It is time to speak up and make changes. As you wear this beautiful piece of jewelry, show and tell others you stand for pro-life.
Amen.
And it is absolutely, so you receive two of these bracelets and also the book by Janet Porter, A Heartbeat Away book, and one of my books, More Than I Could Ever Ask. And maybe you might say, well, I already have your book, Lori. You know what? There's people out there that you could that need to read this book because of the choices I made, what I went through in life, and this has helped so many women in their life.
I don't know of any book that every woman who reads it, it has touched them in some way.
Yeah. Amen. You laugh, you cry. It starts at our wedding, which, by the way, honey, this is our wedding our wedding anniversary week, too. Happy 23rd wedding anniversary.
Yes.
It was my birthday, and 5 days later, married Jim Baker. It's been a roller coaster ever since.
And 23 years we've been together.
23
years. They said it wouldn't last.
Right. Well, and you know, the story's in the book here. If you haven't read it, you'll enjoy the story because, I mean, you meet and marry and 7 weeks. That was, wow.
Yes.
What can I say?
Oh, my land.
Yeah.
I love it.
So these are all special birthday offers. Get on the phone, order them now. Are they online? So if
people... they are. Go online to jimbakershow.com, and we'll have right there on the front page, you'll see the birthday offers all available. Remember, they're $64 offers in honor of your birthday, Mom. But the greatest part is shipping and handling is included. And so this is a way for us to bless you. But ultimately, the gifts are wonderful. But ultimately, when you give, you're partnering with us, you're helping us, and you're saying, I believe in the voice of the prophets. Everything from today's show, always, is always going back to help us to support the voice of the prophets, the PTL television network. We believe in it, Dad. And I know, I just want to say, today is a perfect day to honor. I just want to mention this and honor Mom. Mm-hmm. You know, you watched us. You saw 2020, what happened to this family, what happened to our ministry, what happened to Pastor Jim. And I have the utmost respect for you, Mom. When you stepped into the role, you know, Dad had his stroke. You were dealing with that as a wife. Even with us, you were trying to support us. But ultimately, to watch Lori Baker stand in the gap on behalf of Pastor Jim. And I loved it because you know what you told us? We said, how are we going to do this? What are we going to do? Dad can't do the shows. It was 6 months, 6 to 8 months of him not being able to do the shows. But you know what? She says, I will do it. I will stand in the gap for my husband because you both have been called to the Voice of the Prophets Networks. But you stood in the midst of the storm. You were brave. Mm-hmm. You didn't get discouraged. You didn't say, I can't do this, Jim. You took that calling and you said, I will go forth. This voice of the prophets has to be heard. Mm-hmm. And Mom, I just believe today is a day on behalf of us, but on our partner's behalf as well, that we say thank you.
Thank you,
standing in the gap and not letting go the vision and the mission of this ministry.
It was birthed. And this is an amazing transition of how God does this, because in the midst of the two of you just recently being married, mm-hmm. You moved into, not a mansion.
No.
You moved in next to me at the Dream Center, mm-hmm. Casablanca, to be exact. And as you're making the bed, and this is a story that we always tell, but there's perfect transition to what happened on how you were able to step in the midst of a crisis. Mm-hmm. It reminds me of the story that God laid in your heart mm-hmm. as you, the two of you were making the bed. Mm-hmm. What did God speak to the two of you? Because well, I think it's so important.
He spoke to Jim and he said, and he stopped when we were both, he's on one side, I'm on the other, and we're pulling the comforter up. And he stopped and I just knew God was speaking to him. And I said, what's God saying? And he said, we are to build a platform for the prophets. And I didn't understand what, I'm just like a few months married to you. I didn't understand what that really meant. And I hadn't done Christian television. I didn't understand. But he, and I said, okay. And so I knew that, that we had to carry on this vision that God told you.
Did you
and
think
gave
at
us.
That time in our life that you would be helping to pilot the ship that
no.
I was?
No. Are you kidding? The only thing was, Mom always used to push me out when I was a little girl. She used to push me on stage at church, at our little Nazarene church. And for some reason, even though I didn't have dark hair like Tammy Sue, I always played Mary, you know, on Christmas. I was always Mary with baby Jesus. I don't know. But she would always push me because I really didn't like to go out on stage. Stage was not my thing just to be out on stage for stage sake. And so, but she always pushed me a little bit. And it was like that nudge from the Holy Spirit. When you were down, I just knew that this had to go on because God had ordained this ministry, yeah. The voice of the prophets. Television network, which gives almost every single person, I keep hearing people that are on the network saying that are on television. I just heard it with Brigitte Gabriel the other day. She said, you have given us a platform. You've given me a platform to speak what she had to speak. And that is the thing is, that's what God said. He said, you're to build a platform.
That's correct.
And
you know,
here
we have
are.
Seen prophetic words that you have uttered throughout the years of what we're living in right now, what we're going through as a nation, what we're going through as the world, the pandemic has changed the whole world. Listen, if you haven't ordered this book right here, it's not just about the crisis we went through. It's not just about the stroke and the heart attack and all that. No, it's more than that. It's a prophetic message for now that if you don't understand what we're going through, you may be in the state of confusion, and that's the last place that God wants you to be.
That's the five stages you're talking about. The five stages that are ahead. I think we're halfway through them already, probably, would you say?
Absolutely.
And as decade, probably, when I first gave it, and now it's in this book, God led me to put it in this new book.
Absolutely.
Because it's prophetic. That's happening right now.
And you chronicle this event. This is what you said. In 2012, the Lord gave me five stages for the days ahead. Each of these stages is something our nation and the world will have to go through to reach the tribulation and realize the full kingdom of God. Almost a full decade has passed since I was given these. And based on the events that have transpired, I believe we are now halfway through. Wow. We are watching events take place. Stage number one, and I know we're running out of time, but we love this. Grab your Bible. Grab this book. Get the headlines. You will know that the prophecies are being fulfilled as we're speaking right now. And you talked about Ezekiel chapter 7, verse 7. This is what God gave you according to the stages that are developing right now. Disaster has come for you. This is Ezekiel 7, 7. Disaster has come for you who live in the land. The time has come. I think you wrote a book about that, right?
That's right.
The day of confusion is near. There will be no happy shouting on the mountains. Let me give you some headlines just to put it into perspective so you can understand this prophetic word that was given to you in 2012 according to...
And it's going to... I believe this is going to be a biggest share of it will be fulfilled this year.
Let me give you one that is being fulfilled right now according to Financial Times. Biden's America is confused and so is the world. New York Magazine, America's inflation debate is fundamentally confused. I think we are in the prophetic word of Ezekiel chapter 7, and then God has to use the prophet once again to remind you of God's word that he gave in Ezekiel. Disaster has come for you. We are watching disaster take place. Let me give you one more state of confusion that America and the world doesn't understand. Afghanistan is a state of confusion. People, the world don't understand why the decision was made to take the military out of a nation that depended on us. Now, no one knows why. Let me give you why. Can you read in chapter, the same chapter, page 133, on what Dad wrote about the state of confusion?
Yes, Pastor, you wrote, a deeper study of the word confusion expands its reach. Bewilderment, perplexity, uncertainty, misunderstanding, disorder, disarray, instability, turmoil, tumult, upheaval, commotion, muddle, mayhem, mess and unrest. Doesn't this look like today's America to you? This is what Pastor Jim has written in his book. This, for me, even just going back to it, I've read this book twice through the manuscript, but literally the Lord said, open this book and see the five stages that I gave to Pastor Jim.
That's right.
We are experiencing this. Stage one, confusion.
Yeah.
And Mondo just read it, but I think, Dad, the prophecies, the prophetic words, they are unfolding right before our very eyes.
Incredible.
We have to listen to the voice of the prophet to know how to deal with the days that we're living in.
We have a roll in right now. Let's play that.
The broad white lines on these sandstone cliffs tell the story. Lake Powell is shrinking before our eyes.
Even state parks are feeling the effects with the high demand for recreation.
The daily demand for water is exceeding the water source output.
Extremely low snowpack this past winter means much less water coming into this reservoir, but the same amount was released to supply water and power to Arizona, California, and Nevada. So these canyon walls get higher and the channels more narrow as the lake dwindles.
With the lack of water, hotter temperatures, and dry vegetation, the firefight is worsening.
Here on Highway 50, you can see just how close the flames are to the roadway. Take a look. These fast-moving winds moving the flames up the hilltop, the smoke filling the air, making it difficult for fire crews to fight this fire from above.
The state of California, it was a record-setting year with 4 million acres burned last year. And the year before that was the previous record. It was 2 million acres burned. And this year, we're on pace to surpass last year's record numbers.
The Taliban are looking for people who have left Islam and are now following Jesus. And so it's a desperate time for our brothers and sisters, and we need to stand in prayer with them and advocate for their situation.
And the sense of desperation there is, it couldn't be higher. I mean, there is a short window here that is closing rapidly, and you can feel the tension rising as that clock ticks towards August 31st. It's something that everyone is very focused on. For those Afghans trying to get out of the country, definitely a rising sense of panic is what we're kind of feeling here.
In short, and the painful reality is that there will be many people, Britons and the Afghans who supported us over two decades, who simply aren't going to get out.
Our heart is that some might be called to leave, and if they want to leave, we're trying to help them. But many feel called to stay. They know this is, you know, their home country, and now as citizens of God's kingdom, they want to be salt and light. They want to stay. Some are willing to embrace the suffering or persecution that might come.
Following a generational flood, Tennessee rescue crews continue the heartbreaking search for the missing this morning. After surging floodwaters overtook residents in minutes.
Well, there's a lot of us still in shock. We, you know, it hadn't soaked in. We've lost everything we had in Waverly.
At least 21 people have died, according to Humphreys County officials, the victims ranging from the elderly to 7-month-old twins, Riley and Ryan.
The damage is, as you can see, a total loss. Yeah, there are some things that are salvageable, but the nightmare will never go away.
Wow. That is so, that's heartbreaking.
That is where we are in the confusion. And if I want you to get the book,
yes.
You can make it.
You can receive one of your books, Jim.
Since it's my anniversary this week.
That's right. It's our anniversary. But you can receive one of these books for $30 donation to the ministry, which includes shipping and handling. And we haven't even hardly touched on Jim's book. And he goes into the
part
five
we're trying to talk
stages.
About is several chapters of the book.
Yeah.
Is about what's coming next and what is coming now.
Right. And remember, and you can also, you can receive the friends and family, I call it, offer, the You Can Make It book offer, three of them for $75 donation to the ministry, including shipping and handling. But, you know, I feel so strong about the voice of the Prophets Network that I would be as bold to say this to you right now. If you just feel led to give $64 in honor of 64 years of me being here on this earth, I would say just give it. Just give the straight donation to the ministry to help us. I know what God spoke to Jim 23 years ago when we first got married. I was there. I knew God was speaking to him. And I was like, God, what are you saying? And I don't know what a platform means exactly, you know. But here we are. We're literally living in the fulfillment of that word from God. Amen. And so I would say to you, if you feel led just to give, you don't want the gifts. The gifts are great. We always try to bless you. We love blessing you. But if you don't want them, then just give $64 just in honor of what God has done in this ministry.
Amen. Amen. Our time is absolutely gone for today, and we're going to cut our cake.
Yes.
This is your cake, Lori,
beautiful.
For your birthday cake.
Absolutely.
It's not
gorgeous.
Our anniversary cake, but it's your birthday cake.
Look how
cake.
Pretty. Did you guys and, see how
and,
pretty
and
this
it,
is?
I understand it's chocolate. And
German chocolate
inside. That's Lori's my favorite. I love German chocolate cake.
So your audience want a piece of cake?
Yeah, they're going to all have
this,
a little.
Isn't this a beautiful cake?
Yes, it's gorgeous.
Can you eat cake?
Yes. You're like, yes.
Everybody once in a while.
Amen.
But I'm asking everyone that can do something today. And there's people out there that you just say, we appreciate you, Lori. We appreciate Jim, on your anniversary, too.
Yeah.
But that $1,000 is what's cutting in to what the devil stole.
Amen.
And this was almost like a telethon today with all the products we have for Lori's birthday.
A lot of great
but
products.
If everybody helps, it means we're just going to keep etching away at that what the devil stole, we're taking back.
Amen.
And we have with us this week,
Mike Lindell will be with us. Yes.
For a telethon.
Yes.
With him for several days. Isn't that exciting?
Yes.
And he's going to use all of his products to help us to get out of debt.
Yes.
To help us to get caught up as well. So everybody's stepping in to help us.
Right.
And that's a great, great, great miracle.
Amen.
And Pastor Chopper is
Chopper
gonna,
Ward is going to be back with us. And going to have music with
for a special telethon.
Yes.
But we have to go. Our time is gone. Happy birthday, honey.
Yes, thank you.
Happy birthday.
Thank you, everybody. I love you so much.
God loves
thank
you.
Mom.
He really does. Please call and order something in honor of Lori's birthday today. We love you. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Love you.
Thank you for watching today's program. We need your support now more than ever. Call us today, 1-888-988-1588. You can also write to The Jim Baker Show at P.O. Box 7330, Branson, Missouri 65615. Please make all checks payable to Jim Baker Show. Or you can make your donation and order of other products online at our website, jimbakershow.com. Thank you for your continued prayers and financial support. It's because of partners like you that we can continue to broadcast the gospel of Jesus Christ around the world.